This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
So, we're in a 21st century fifth generation war of media, of resources, of brainwashing, of intimidation. And so you got 10 million military age men that already invaded Europe. They're burning, killing, raping. They're allowed to. They're protected. You got the same thing happening out of Latin America, and the juries are saying, shoot a woman in the back in cold blood. We're going to let you go. Good job. This is the signal to bring down the borders. They're saying, occupy everything. Bring down the ICE offices. This is a UN plan to use the third world to take down the first world. It's very, very simple. They admit the plan. And you look at the invasion footage, the new invasion footage, hundreds of these ships in this last few days landing from North Africa, funded by Soros. He admits it. He paid for $500 million of those rubber boats to come in and invade. And then we have hours later raping, robbing, stealing. I mean, it's like Day of the Dead in many areas of North Africa. The globalists made Libya fail, blew that open into sub-Saharan Africa, opened up a corridor as an invasion port, just like they tried to bring down Syria as the invasion into Europe, but that got stopped. This is 21st century warfare, and so people need to understand that they're not going to announce it's happening. They're going to try to suppress all of us that are raising the alarm. Joey Gibson, Owen Schroyer, you've got the big event coming up. You're going to be there, Owen, this Saturday in Portland, high noon. Everybody should find out more. Closing comments. Joey, and just go with God, Vaya Dios, and Owen.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say one of the most important things is that we just take a stand, show up, stand up for what you believe in. That's why I do what I do. I just want to inspire the country. For far too long, we've kept our heads down. You know, we've been hiding for so long, and look at where it's gotten us. I think that when you truly find a higher cause, you find a purpose, a passion that's not about yourself, but it's about something bigger than yourselves. Not only will you really be making change in this country, in this world, you'll be the happiest you've ever felt in your entire life. You will feel so much passion. You'll have a fire in your heart. And so I'm challenging those of you who are afraid, if you just show up, stand up for what you believe in, you will change and you'll become a man or woman that you never thought you can ever be.
And these Antifa are the scum of the earth cowards, and everybody's videotaping what's happening. There could be a provocateur or whatever, but we're scaring them because we're taking the field at every level, and they know. They know their intimidation isn't working. See, though, they're cowards, so they think intimidation will work on us. They don't know that it only spurs us to take action.
Well, the one thing I am afraid of, Alex, is what you just said, a provocateur being out there, somebody being out there with the going with the mindset that I'm going to be the first to fire, or I'm going to be the first to do this, or I'm going to be the one that escalates things, and then they run off into the shadows.
And then blame it on patriots.
And the thing that's the scariest part about this to me is that you just won't have any law enforcement that's going to step in, and you won't have any politicians that are willing to step in. I know the mayor.
That's why we need overwhelming numbers of patriots there.
Yeah, and it looks like
Antifa's got, what, a couple hundred meth head goons? You guys are going to have thousands, right? I mean, it looks good.
Yeah, but like I said, the real threat is somebody that gets in there with the mindset that I'm going to be the one that escalates these things, and I'm going to slink off into the dark. Nobody ever knew I was here, and then I'll watch all the news come. Or who knows? Maybe there's an FBI provocateur there trying to spark this thing off to the
leftist operative like Reality Winner. What do you say to that, Joey?
Oh, that's possible. They infiltrate us all the time. I will tell you this much, though. This time around, we're going to have a whole bunch of men infiltrating Antifa, all, you know, Black Bloc amongst them, because that's their biggest fault, okay? They don't know who's who in their crowd. So we'll be in there. But at the end of the day, I'm just putting my faith in God, going to go up there and just do what I can to keep it as peaceful as we can. Obviously, if they
but
want
to. That's the
that,
key. Sometimes, and I commend you both. You guys are my hero. I mean, sometimes you got to just square up against evil and let chips fall where they may.
Well, look at what, I mean, I'm not trying to compare what we did to civil rights marches in Alabama during Martin Luther King's era, but there are fair comparisons to make. Why did Martin Luther King march in the middle of the streets? Why did he march across bridges?
Because they wouldn't let people do it.
Exactly. So we could show the hatred. And so we say, look, all I'm doing as a black man is marching here. Look at all the hate we get. And so then the nation sees it. They're like, wow, these are real racists. This is a problem. That's essentially, again, I'm not trying to.
That's why I admire Martin Luther King is he had courage.
But so that's what we, so it's just like, all right, we're just going to go march and then watch the crazies, watch the anti-American whatevers come out and show how violent and hateful they are.
Well, let's get Rufio and you and all the guys back on again. Joey Gibson, freedom.com, running for Senate. Everybody get out there. Owen, you're doing a great job. Mark Rendazzo is coming in with big news. Thank you so much, buddy.
We'll see you there, Joey. We'll see you there.
Yeah, it's Chris. Amazing.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are Fury Media.
Nobody said it was going to be easy for us, but we will never be stopped.
I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created.
Record low unemployment and a record high stock market. The Trump economy is red hot.
Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself and for his regime.
They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Now Kim Jong-un says President Trump will pay dearly for those words.
Getting a good picture of everybody, so we look nice and handsome, thin.
Beautiful.
Perfect.
North Korea now committing to complete denuclearization.
I mean, it's truly remarkable what he's doing. He has done more than any president in recent history, certainly in the last half century.
He's not a politician. He's one of us. Never, ever, ever give up.
Never stop fighting for what you believe in and for the people who care about you. Carry yourself with dignity and pride. Relish the opportunity to be an outsider. Embrace that label because it's the outsiders who change the world and who make a real and lasting difference. Treat the word impossible as nothing more than motivation.
Three American hostages are back home.
I am asking all citizens to embrace this renewal of the American spirit. Seize this moment. Believe in yourselves. Believe in your future. And believe once more in America.
I will fight for you with every breath in my body, and I will never, ever let you down. The forgotten man and the forgotten woman. You're not forgotten anymore.
A lot of his supporters believe that we are the enemy of the American people, and that is really, really an awful situation. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people.
They came in peace.
We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people.
are the resistance.
You know, I really don't know what to say at this point. I just know that the last thing we played, the establishment doesn't like you seeing success. So we're going to play a special report right now, and then we're going to come back with our guest in studio to get into the mega epic attack on free speech that's taking place right now. Because I don't have enough hype to accurately break down how big this is or how serious this is. But myself included, everyone kind of gets in this haze where we've never seen something like this before. We've never dealt with something like this. So we all just kind of take it on the chin. You can't take this on the chin. I sent a report to the president that I know he read, that I know it was delivered in his hands days before he came out and said, I've got a lot of reports about shadow banning, very criminal. We're going to stop it. That's just the beginning. For an Ed Mark Randazzo, one of the top First Amendment lawyers in the country, definitely the bravest, the world of cowards, not being a coward makes you a Superman. No one else will even take our case, which so happens he is one of the top First Amendment lawyers, if not the top. But I want to get into this important report here, and the InfoWar reaches historic proportions. And then we're going to get into Barbie wearing a hijab and people being arrested for kissing their fiancés in Saudi Arabia, which the left just thinks is great. The petition to Donald Trump, pardon Julian Assange. It's all coming up. But first, here is the InfoWar reaches historic proportions. They're making their move. Not just against InfoWars, but against everybody. And it's not just ahead of the midterms. It's a global crackdown on free speech. And they're very brazen about who's helping them do it, who's honchoing. And it's so historical. History is happening now. This is outrageous tyranny. It's extremely naked. And it operates like you're completely unconscious. The brave new world is here. It is the establishment's plan. And we are here simply trying to ring the alarm bell and expose it. Because the information is so on target about the globalist program, because it's from their own admissions, they were so arrogant, they bragged about for decades. They're scared of this broadcast and they want it shut down. They're obsessed with knocking it out. If you looked at the amount of demonization attacks on InfoWars in the last 23 years, it starts out at a trickle and then just exponentially goes up by 2016 and then goes into stratospheric, straight-up convulsions in the last 6 months. And now, tens of thousands of articles, news programs, local shows, fake letters to the editor.
An article posted to Slate.com describes this as a strike against the channel. Ms. Downs, how many strikes does a channel get?
Typically, a channel gets 3 strikes, and then we terminate the channel.
So the reason I ask is Alex Jones obviously is a well-known conspiracy theorist whose brand is bullying. He launched similar attacks against the families whose 6- and 7-year-old kids were slaughtered at Sandy Hook. And he's not the only one. Truthers have spread these lies, claiming that Sandy Hook never happened at all. The Slate article references a study by Jonathan Albright, director of the Tao Center for Digital Journalism at Columbia, who found 9,000 videos on YouTube with titles that are, and I quote, a mixture of shocking, vile, and promotional themes that include rape game jokes, shock reality, social experiments, celebrity pedophilia, false flag rants, and terror-related conspiracy theories dating back to the Oklahoma City attacks in 1995.
The entire leftist deep state, the entire Foundation Combine is launching attacks on InfoWars, the likes of which you only see before the country is tricked into invading some third world country. It's war level propaganda. But see, InfoWars has been chosen as the test case for everybody else's speech to be taken. And we've worked really hard. The listeners have pushed really hard to get information into Congress's hands. And Congress has now seen the reports that we and others have put together, detailing all of this, so we have a real fighting chance to get them educated about algorithms and shadow bans and community guidelines that are really run by the Southern Poverty Law Center, where they can say very, very subjectively, just up to them, what they say is offensive and what isn't. And then the key is misrepresent what you've said or done and not even show what you say or do that they claim is wrong. I mean, clearly you're covered under the First Amendment already, but then they misrepresent what you say, remove it, and then never show you what it is you supposedly said. Over 10,000 articles in the last 4 days in a Google search with the headline, Alex Jones Bullying, Alex Jones Child Endangerment. So that's what they do, ladies and gentlemen. That's how they kill the truth. That's how they murder it. But beyond InfoWars, they're getting ready to make their big move. All right, folks, we're going to break, and we'll be back with Mark Randazza with how they're trying to rob your most sacred.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extra from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix the sink and a painter to paint the...
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Got it, got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Okay. So, we've done it. We have forced the debate into Congress. The president has pointed out that shadow banning is discriminatory, illegal. That is a donation in kind to the Democratic Party when they do it. It's all happening. But the hoax goes like this. Alex Jones is suspended on YouTube from live streaming for bullying and child endangerment, Islamophobia, and transphobia. Then they don't show the videos. They just say it. How Kafkaesque is that in thousands of articles? Then Forbes takes it and says that I beat a kid up, but doesn't say where the town was, what the kid's name was, who the parents, you know, basic journalism. None of that's true. So what I'm saying is media has gone from super fake to ultra fake. And here's an article. Facebook and YouTube have restricted Alex Jones and InfoWars. Spotify hasn't, and people are upset. So off of that, they want this deplatforming because we just launched on Spotify. We're already raising to the top. We just launched a free app last week. 2 weeks ago, it's already gone to the top 20 now of news apps with hundreds of thousands downloading at InfoWars.com/app. People are sharing it. InfoWars founder Alex Jones hit with a temporary Facebook suspension, reportedly on the brink of being banned entirely. New York Daily News. Well, New York Daily News just laid off half their employees, so you're being banned by going bankrupt. Continuing. Spotify is hosting, and that's what this is. They're collapsing. They want to claw us into the grave with them. Spotify is hosting Alex Jones' InfoWars podcast after YouTube and Facebook bans. The outrage of users. Wow, the users. It's like, I don't like this type of music. Let me go get it banned. And then they lie about what it is. Facebook and YouTube have restricted Alex Jones and InfoWars. Spotify hasn't, and people are upset. Vox, it's the same article, thousands of them a day. Spotify users threatened to quit over InfoWars podcast. Oh, yeah. So this is, they don't have jobs, little SJWs. They just want me taken off. Mark Rondazza is one of the top First Amendment lawyers out there. He's representing me in cases we're not getting into here on air. But we got Antifa on the street saying we can't have a demonstration. We've got the left trying to deplatform, getting caught blocking all these Republican shadow bans. I think they're pushing too far into the midterms, and I think they've gone from the ignorant Republicans not knowing what's happening to really getting informed. I think they, I think they're really starting to trigger their own downfall. What do you think?
Look, I'm old enough to remember when the left promoted free speech. You know, and when I see this kind of conduct, I say, you know, people are upset. And they want to get rid of you. I got a great way to do that. Just stop listening. Don't watch. I mean, that was our argument back.
But the problem is, when we're left alone, we're number one.
Well, you know, that's the thing. They seem to have gone after you because of your effectiveness in drawing out voters for the right. And look, if that's your political persuasion and you're communicating with people, the marketplace of ideas is responding.
Let's be clear. I was never a big Republican booster. I like Trump because he's a populist.
Right. Well, you know, you got people out to vote for him. And now these people who are freaking out still over the election, you know, they really cannot simply take defeat lying down. I mean, they're not taking it in any way. But if you don't like Alex Jones, then click away. Go read something else. Go listen to something else. Go watch something else. That's easy. You know, this was the argument I have made when I've defended pornography. You know, if you don't like it, don't watch it. When, you know, I remember back even.
But we know the people that bash it the most are the biggest consumers.
Well, you know, that when it comes to pornography, yes. I mean, there's always I don't think there's people who are like closet Alex Jones watchers who are screaming we should shut him down. But yes, in my experience, when I've gone into very conservative communities that have tried to ban pornography shops, ban strip clubs, Yeah, those guys at the city council meetings, I will say, are probably some of the biggest perverts you'll ever meet. But, you know, that's...
Well, that's just a paradox, whether... Because it's a free will universe. If somebody's an adult and they want to hurt themselves, a lot of this stuff's really bad, really degrading. I personally think, you know, porn takes the joy out of life. It has big problems. But at the same time, it's a free country. So, yeah.
So why would you take any kind of communication out of the marketplace of ideas?
Yeah, prove it in court, which they're trying to sue me over it, which they can do, but they're acting like the Mueller and the indictments, like the indictment's the proof. Oh, he's been sued. Shut him off.
Right. Well, you know, yeah, it just seems to have this, you know, I realize not very many people want to shut you down are watching this, but maybe some of these journalists who are writing about you might be watching this. And are you really so afraid of the ideas you see here that your ideas cannot stand in opposition to them? I mean, that is what, you know, ever since Oliver Wendell Holmes penned this in Abrams versus United States, and he said that that is the theory of our Constitution. We allow the marketplace of ideas to determine whether or not we accept that idea or reject it. There is plenty of room for this.
And they aren't succeeding in the market of ideas, so they want to shut the market down.
Well, that's when I get my hackles up. I mean, I don't care if it's somebody I agree with or not. In fact, if it's somebody I disagree with, I'm just as forceful in trying to protect their right to participate in that marketplace. Because without these dissenting voices, without somebody...
Sure, exactly, but they've made the decision. They, when the left wasn't the power, they were all for the free speech. Now they are the power. Mm-hmm. They are super Soviet. They want everything. We have all these so-called... Well, Jones isn't news. We define him as fake, so we say ban him. Okay, well, it isn't just news that has free speech. Say I'm fake, which I'm not. You create a fake straw man, then say ban me. But they're going after us desperately. And I think it should be the big campaign issue of 2018 and 2020. And by the way, to the horror of Google, Facebook, and Twitter, Trump is about to make it a big campaign issue. So stick that in your you-know-what, because you mess with me, you are about to reap the whirlwind, bitches.
Well, look, I just wish that while people are fighting for free speech, when it's their side that needs it, they remember those fights. You know, I remember when NPR was under attack and conservatives wanted to defund them, despite the fact that we'd made a commitment to NPR being out there, and they tend to be very liberal. You know, I was not happy when I saw the government, when I saw people on the right in the government trying to defund that. I said, you know what? So what? There's plenty of counter speech out there. And now, yeah, the polarity flips, and we've got people who want to shut you down, shut down other voices on the right, simply because they don't like the ideas being expressed. Don't watch, don't read. And when I see somebody criticizing speech, I always ask them, well, did you go to the primary source? Did you actually see what this person said? Or are you simply reading a news article about a news article about a news article? And by the time I actually get to the primary source, often what's being reported on is not.
Well, that's our strategy coming up with Sandy Hook. We don't want to get into it, but we didn't say and do the things they said. And they're the ones claiming this is hurtful that are republishing a lie I didn't say. And that's what's crazy about this is, as you just said, in literally 10,000 articles plus the last week about me, because they republish them everywhere.
Yeah.
They never show what I said. Isn't that a telltale sign? Jones beat up a kid. He's being banned off the internet. It didn't happen. How outrageous is that?
I find it very journalistically irresponsible. You're a public figure. They cannot even you, they can't defame you by knowingly publishing falsehoods or having a reckless disregard for the truth. But, you know, even that, I wish people would look at journalism and require some level of critical thinking. I mean,
I agree, but listen,
you know, I've done
no one
job.
Else. When Tiger Woods got in trouble, it wasn't this much coverage. I mean, it's every damn. I'm going to ask you when we come back. What do you think they're doing? I mean, I'm not that powerful. It is Alex Jones' obsession. Every local TV station all over the country, national news, every newspaper, Alex Jones, Alex Jones, Alex Jones. I mean, what in the hell is going on? We'll talk to Mark Randazza straight ahead. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, tomorrow's news today. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Daza is our guest, top First Amendment lawyer, also represents me in some cases. Mark, you hear me ranting about this. I don't want to make this gonzo journalism. I've got incredible stories on so many fronts here. Literally hundreds of them I don't get to that are on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. But one of the top stories in the country for 4 months is ban Alex Jones,
yep,
then misrepresent what I say and do, and then never show it. And before we went live, I kind of stole your thunder and got into all that. You made the point that when we actually published the videos that YouTube took down, they didn't show what we, as if they should have took them down for what they claimed, but they shouldn't have done that. But it wasn't even what they said.
Sure. But because they are trying to silence people that can help get out the vote or get people to start thinking conservative thought. I mean, that's what this war is. And, you know, I would encourage, I mean, I know a lot of people are watching and listening, and I would encourage you to understand that these people who want to shut you down, these people want to shut Alex down, to them, this is an obsession, and you need to be obsessed
exactly.
with free speech as well.
I didn't mean to interrupt. Start over. You just said it. It's a religion now.
Right, but you need to have your own religion. Now, luckily, that religion is already there for
you. Like you said, your religion is America. Explain that. Start over. I interrupted. Start over.
It's called the Constitution.
So start over. I interrupted. Start over.
You need to have your own religious fervor, and I'm not saying to be Alex Jones fans. I'm saying to be fans of freedom of expression, freedom of speech. If you want this principle to survive, I would encourage anybody here, when you see these kinds of stories, you know, don't write unglued crazy things in, but
I'm going to edit this later, put it out as an ad.
Sure.
Start over with your preface and how it's a religion and what they're doing. Start over.
Look, the way people are attacking you and attacking other people on the right is with a religious fervor. You need to have your own religious fervor in favor of freedom of expression. And when I say that, I don't mean just when you see it's Alex Jones. When you see anybody that they're trying to eliminate from the marketplace of ideas, do something, say something. When you write in to Facebook, I mean, heck, write to Facebook and Spotify. These idiots are doing it. You write to them and say, I may not like Alex Jones, or I do like Alex Jones, either way, but I want this marketplace of ideas to be wide open and robust. And I would tell you, when you hear somebody trying to suppress speech that you don't like, do the same thing. Because if we can expand the circle of people who believe in freedom of expression and who will stand up for it, America is better. That is the idea of America. That's the principle of our Constitution. There's nothing else. We're nothing else without that. And you've got these people who are screaming to limit liberty, to limit freedom of expression, and asking these monopolistic companies to join in on the fun. Don't let them do that, because you are going to find, if you do like or you don't like Alex Jones, or you do like or you don't like Ann Coulter or anybody else that you might have a problem with, let me tell you, once these companies see that this is okay, that the American people will stand for this kind of censorship based on content, you know what? Something that you like is eventually going to get targeted, and we're going to be corralled into just a narrow area of speech that's good enough for who? That's good enough for just Mark Zuckerberg and just good enough for Jack Dorsey? You're going to have five people sitting in the 650 area code deciding what is your marketplace.
And Rupert Murdoch.
And what is it?
He's involved in this.
You know, you can't have that. You cannot have a free society like that. So if you're demanding freedom from being offended, you're not living up to the standards of what this country's supposed to be. If you're demanding a marketplace of ideas, and then, heck, but demand that people denounce what Alex Jones has to say, I don't have a problem with that. If people were protesting outside here right now, I don't think you'd have a problem with that. And if people were protesting outside out here and the cops tried to stop them, I'd get a conflict waiver from you and ask if I can defend them, and I bet you'd let me.
Exactly. No, Mark, I would 1,000% do that.
That's how we have to look at freedom of expression. Protect it for people you like, protect it for people you don't like, but make it as important to you as it is to these people who are completely deranged about shutting down speech they don't like. Sit down. If you have not written an email or a letter to Facebook or Spotify or Twitter saying, you know, I'm kind of sick of this and I want to see a robust marketplace of ideas.
I thought I lived in America.
Well, you do, but you know, this
is. But that's what they should say. And then
let's harness
question.
The marketplace of ideas and harness freedom of expression. If there's millions of people listening right now, if 1% of you sent letters or emails to Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, your local press saying, I want a robust marketplace.
Those are even more important than internet comments.
Do something.
Because they're trying to get rid of internet comments because they know those are more popular than the articles. Exactly. Your personal phone call, your contact, your email you send has a huge effect. And this is a war. But going back to this, Mark, because you're a great lawyer, constitutional guy. Let me get your take on this. Mark Randazzo here in studio with us. Because this is America's fight. They're going for the First Amendment. When they set the precedent to deplatform me, they're going to do it for everybody. They actually admit that, even in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times. So this is a big historic thing. You know, the universities suing me with disinfo, as you know. They say they're attempting to change the First Amendment. So what about the issue of they use the First Amendment, and then I'm a public figure, to defame and lie about me, and then they don't want me to be able to respond. That's why that's so fundamental. And it shows how unpowerful they are, that they've got 10,000-plus articles, every major news show, lying about me. They won't show the proof of what they said. And so again, I mean, I'm just wondering, how does that mix into this as a legal issue, that they're trying to silence me while they lie about me?
Well, look, I mean, you know, the First Amendment cuts both ways. So if they want to mischaracterize what you've said, that still might be protected content under the First Amendment. But there's a way we push back on that. You know, there are, if you look at any one of these articles, and when I've clicked through, I mean,
never show me saying what they claim.
Well, that's every time somebody comes to me and says, how can you represent that guy after what he said? And they send me an article talking about what you said. And I say, all right, show me him saying that, and I'll listen to you.
And you've now spent a lot of hours going to what I actually said. We don't want to get into our defenses here, but is it what they claim?
Look, I have not seen accurate reporting yet on what you've said. You know, anybody who has a hit piece on you, I have not yet seen them back it up.
Colbert hides behind entertainment, and then he plays clips edited me saying I'm not anti-gay, and the clip is I'm anti-gay. He edits it with a. If I wanted to be anti-gay, I'm an American. I can do that. But I wasn't even anti. But they edited it to defame me. I mean, that's what I'm saying. The level of how they've killed journalism. These journalism schools, your alma mater, suing me, Georgetown, has turned into an engine of anti-free speech. What do we do about that?
Look, I found Georgetown when I attended there to be not the greatest bastion of protecting freedom of speech. I found a lot of people there that had theories that said that, you know, we need freedom from freedom. I mean, they didn't put it quite that way, but perhaps the First Amendment is a terrible thing because freedom of speech it does not promote the values we want. And I was just horrified because when I got there, I thought I was a liberal, you know, until I got there. And then all of a sudden I start finding myself only hanging out at the Federalist Society meetings because I still believe in a lot of liberal.
But that's how I've always felt. Like I'm all for people to have their own freedom. I'm a libertarian. How is this new orthodox left the liberals? They're not. They're very, we're going to control the words you say, and we're going to, everything's bad, and we're going to rename Austin. And it's like, what kind of cult did I wake up in?
Well, you know, the problem is that you have the people who are that obsessed. This is the most important thing in the world to them. You know, like when I would say defend a strip club in a community and people would come and protest and show up at county commission meetings and say, we need to shut this down. Well, these were people for whom it was the most important thing in the world. The people who occasionally went to the place, they weren't going to come out and protest.
And like you said, they pulled guns on you.
That did happen. Yeah. I mean, the only time I've
ever. So now we've gotten to that point where it's not even real. Like they'll say, oh, there's prostitution in there, and it's not even happening. It's like, it's exactly, they like, it becomes this whole, but now the left has become like this weird orthodox, crazy gang.
And, you know, my fear is I see people on the right adopting the same thing again.
And that's the big problem. Let's talk about how the globalists could win, getting Republicans to adopt the same strategy.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Mike. Mark Rondazzo is a great First Amendment lawyer. He's my lawyer, amongst the other great team I've got. He's making some great points about how he's been attacked and persecuted, even personally. He didn't want to get into the stories for representing me. Well, whatever happened to the Sixth Amendment or the First Amendment? I mean, everybody always knew, like, Charlie Manson gets a lawyer, or Charlie Manson can publish a book. CNN says, no, Jones can't publish a book saying what he actually believes. We're going to tell you what he believes and not let him have a voice. That is so fundamental, Mark.
Look, when I am, I told a journalist who interviewed me and said, you know, they said, where's your line? Because you're not the only controversial client I have. In fact, you don't need a First Amendment lawyer if you're not that controversial. And, some of the people I represent are pretty far on the left. Some are pretty far on the right. And I explained to this journalist, he said, if you have a problem with defending somebody because you have a problem with their speech, then you're not a First Amendment lawyer. You're just doing it wrong. You know, then you're just joining a team. You're on a side.
Well, what about being a fan of due process?
Yeah,
a right to defense. We're talking Soviet Union or Nazi Germany if people don't have right to a defense.
No, I have people who have come after me for defending you, for defending other controversial figures. And to me, I revel in it. I mean, I love the criticism. Bring it on. I don't feel persecuted by it. I laugh and mock it because I know when I'm pissing people off, I'm doing something right. Because we do not need the First Amendment for, you know, children's books. We don't need the First Amendment for, you know, Mr. Rogers. But when you look at...
We need to stop cults of mental control. Cults that want to run thought.
Right. When you have controversial speech, and I look at every one of these cases that I do as a speed bump on the way to speech that I want to, that really that speech that's near and dear to us. And I want that speed bump high. I want that speed bump to wreck anything that drives over it. That's what I want. And, you know, these people who at one point were completely free speech, you know, where I remember when, you know, communists were the ones getting attacked by, you know, trying to get shut down. You know, there was a time.
And now they're the ones that want to shut down free speech because they're
insane.
In power.
You look at these.
So they didn't believe in the American experiment. We'll take this. Some of my other lawyers, some of the Texas cases, go, listen, if the judges operate according to the Constitution, you're 100% win. They go, we researched everything they said. None of it's true. No, they said it's all edited. It's all BS. They said we've never seen something like this. And that's what I'm saying is I've never seen such an organized. I mean, why do you think there's 10,000 articles the last week saying that I beat up a kid and then don't say where I beat a kid up? I mean, how do you publish an article saying Jones is off YouTube, he beat up a kid, and they don't say where or when?
Yeah, well, that's, you know, it's, look, it's, there's a decline in the quality of journalism, obviously. I mean, when, you know, when I was in J school, everybody, for the most part, wanted to be the next Woodward and Bernstein.
You have a degree in journalism as well, not just
two of them, actually, yeah. But, you know, I was, you know, we all were kind of pushed towards print. We were pushed towards classic journalism. And then by the time I got to grad school and I saw that most people were going for PR and it was just sort of the old romantics that were still going into print journalism.
They were PR people posing as journalists.
Oh, no, they were people who were genuinely saying, I want to go to J school so that I can learn how to be a PR professional. So that was, you know, that was more what they were geared toward. And I think that you just have a decline in quality in part because of the market. Look, everybody wants to be the first one out. Everyone wants to get the most clicks. And you got to do that by being sensational and fast and, you know, accurate.
But see, I never did stuff on purpose where I've been wrong. I've been wrong some. I found covering things nobody else covered was what was sensational. And it was near and dear to my heart, like the relaunch of America, exposing globalism. I knew they were having CFR and Trilateral and Bilderberg Group meetings. They wrote books admitting it. And I was going, hey, look, Rockefeller says in his book he wants a world government to end the family. And they would go, oh, you're crazy. It doesn't exist. I bought the book at Barnes & Noble's. Mm-hmm. So I've really been doing real journalism.
Look, whatever the narrative, you know, whatever the narrative you're questioning is, I want people doing that in America. I don't care if, you know, I mean, you think of like the people who say the moon landing was faked. I think that's crazy.
By the way, they say I said that and I didn't say that.
Right. Well, it doesn't matter. I want people to ask that question because I want the official
narrative. By the way,
parts
of it were faked because they didn't want to show some of the advanced technology. You know, the military's 30 years ahead. So they had support ships, whole deal. And I tell people that were at NASA. So there was more there. And then they had Vandalin radiation belt problems getting film back, so they doctored some photos. But we've been at the moon, believe me.
Look,
I'm at nuclear weapons attack bases on it right now.
I mean, maybe we
particle
maybe
beams aimed at the Russians.
But what I really want is I want people like you out there questioning the official narrative because I do not trust.
You know, I just laid
government.
Massive secret intel on you.
Look, it's not just, you know, Kennedy said, you know, ask not what you can do for your, you know, what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. I say, you know, what the Avengers said, which is, you know, ask what your country's been doing to you. I want people questioning that official narrative.
No, I agree. So let me ask you this. Exactly. They say don't question an official narrative. That's if we've been lied to about Gulf of Tonkin and babies and incubators and WMDs and everything else, why wouldn't we question?
Well, that's what we should. And look, if you ask the question and ultimately it comes out, boy, that was a dumb question. You know, the moon landing really happened or, you know, there's some people trying to put, you know, radio signals into your head and you got to wear tinfoil on your head. You know, these crazy ideas, those are valuable, even if for no other reason than to make sure that the official narrative has some questioning of it. That's what this.
It's normal. It's normal. Even if I was a schizophrenic and, you know, wanted to say that, you know, the Sandy Hook parents were 14-foot tall giraffes from Pluto that, you know, that worship Easter bunnies. I'm not saying that. I'm assuming for that. But I mean, that's my right to say it. Exactly.
It's not just your right. It's your responsibility.
To say they're giant giraffes.
It's your responsibility to question the official narrative.
Let me ask you this. You're a smart guy. Extrapolating just in a thin slicing gestalt. Where do you think this ends with this war on free speech in Europe and here and Hollywood's craziness and their attempts at all this stuff? I mean, where does it go? Because the bullying isn't intimidating everybody. I know it. It's actually making them get politically involved.
Right. Well, hopefully that's what happens. You know, I mean, I'm not, I might be a smart guy. I'm not smart enough to say where it does end, but I do see multiple, possible outcomes. One outcome could be that people start to realize that attacks on free speech aren't going to benefit anybody. Even if you like the silent, even if you want to squelch a certain voice, that's not good for you as an American if that voice gets squelched. You know, I mean, the best, I remember seeing years ago before we, not that many years ago, but before it was okay to go ahead and engage in political violence, I saw a video of a Nazi rally, and it was the greatest protest against a Nazi rally I'd ever seen, because this kid was walking behind these guys playing dress-up Nazis, playing the tuba, and it was just this boom, boom, boom sound behind them, and it made them from dress-up Nazis into comical clowns. And what a great way to discredit them with additional speech. Just that little tuba.
Exactly, so you don't shut down their speech.
And then, but then 6 months later, I saw a similar march, similar idiots out there, and then they just got attacked, and they were getting hit with bricks.
And that made them the victim, like Gandhi.
And then I'm sitting there, and I'm looking, and I'm saying, my God, I'm so mad at these people attacking them. And funny enough, in that video, I remember the one guy saved another guy's life, and it was actually a Jewish guy who dove on top of one of these guys and said, stop hitting him. When I saw that, and I said, now here I am sympathizing with these Nazis simply because they are having the crap beaten out of them. And all you got to do is stand there and point and laugh. If you don't like somebody's speech, if somebody's speech is...
Listen, I know you're trying... Here's the deal. I know you're... Mark. You keep trying to sell people on America and free speech, and that's great to a jury. The big corporate media, they put out a press release put out by Soros or the Democratic Party, and then 1,000 publications a day parrot it.
Yeah, well,
These are mercenaries. They don't even have any compunction about being a journalist. They know they're not. They're in an organized corporate conspiracy because mainstream media is dying to demonize their opposition, shut it down. And I'm not as important as they say. Yeah, we got a big show. We didn't reach 86 million people the week of the election. That really made them get scared. We still reach 15, 20 million people a week, even with all the suppression. They're trying to end the First Amendment. It's in the cases. It's a program. And if Congress and the president and the people don't meet it as such and say, no, you're not going to do that, we know what you're doing, instead of arguing. I saw it during the break. Facebook's getting ready to roll out new systems along with Twitter to battle Russian bots in 2018. 80% of the Russian bots, were a very small amount of the bots, were pro-Hillary. You can go to foreign countries and hire PR firms. So now censoring me, they're banning Republican congressmen from advertising on Facebook saying you're a Russian. It's this new, it's a witch hunt, man.
Look, if I can sell to your listeners and your viewers, to get involved, to start, look, these companies react to capitalist forces. Well, send them letters. You want to cancel your...
Everyone go to Spotify and click on the Alex Jones podcast.
Yeah.
And let them know you want it. Everybody go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Send emails to Spotify saying...
Yeah, it's a war and we need you in it right now or we could lose it. Mark Rondaz is our guest. We'll be right back. And then Paul Joseph Watson takes over from London.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.